Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of America Party book. If you don't recognize that theme, it was a theme for the movie A Bridge Too Far. And I think our country is about to experience the same horrible result. And, oh, I got an upload task. That's all right. Let me take a quick look at it, and I'm going to give you a little message from George Patton.
Now, an army is a team. It lives, eats, sleeps, fights as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. The bilious bastards who wrote that stuff about individuality for the Saturday Evening Post don't know anything more about real battle than they do about fornicating. Now, we have the finest food and equipment, the best spirit, and the best men in the world. You know, by God, I actually pity those poor bastards we're going up against. By God, I do. We're not just going to shoot the bastards. We're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. We're going to murder those lousy Hun bastards by the bushel. Now, some of you boys, I know, are wondering whether or not you'll chicken out under fire. Don't worry about it. I can assure you that you will all do your duty. The Nazis are the enemy. Wade into them. Spill their blood. Shoot them in the belly. When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face, you know what to do.
Okay, so that's what George said. All right, last night I was at a dinner, and it was a cozy dinner. It was just like about three, four couples, and all the men had served in the military, and they all agreed that the draft has to come back, and they feel that the country has gone wussy. And that everybody needs to serve. when that flag comes down at 6 p.m. and they play taps, and people have to stop wherever they are on a military base and face the flag and put their hand over their heart or salute, it tells you we're part of one nation. And the name of the nation is the United States. Not the divided states, but the United States. And the concept of the United States is a great one. And the Constitution that we have is the guidelines for American freedom. But there are people in this country and abroad who feel that the spirit of America needs to be crushed, because when Americans have spirit, not only do they fight better than their enemies, but they share the spirit of democracy, and where every man accounts for something. So our enemies divide us. They play the race card. They play the language card. They play the border card. And their goal is to make sure that this country is never united ever again. And in order to destroy a country, the first thing you have to do is create a division. And we all have heard at least once in our lifetime the famous sayings of Georges Santayana, who said that those who fail to recall the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. And the other saying is from the orator Cicero, who goes back to before Christ in Rome. And he said that the enemy inside the walls is a greater threat than the enemy without, because he speaks the language and he appeals to the popularity of the people. But he is to be feared more than a murderer. And that's what we got going in this country. Not only do we have people dividing people, but we have issues dividing people. We've got a drugged-up nation getting more drugs, and that's going to be our downfall. And we have people in the wrong places of power. And every day, the communists add a few more places of power to be controlled, and that's going to be our downfall. We have people paying taxes, more taxes than their mortgage. And that's going to be our downfall. And what we have to do is we have to limit the size of government. The government was not created to give money away. The government was created to be efficient and perform very few duties. But this government, like a giant cancer, has sucked up more individuals to become their errand boys than people who can produce and build a great economy. The EPA is the number one enemy of the American people. The EPA has destroyed American industry. Without American industry, America cannot defend itself. So the EPA has to be removed. The IRS has overstepped its boundaries. Their job was to collect taxes, but the government has turned every form of profit into taxable income. And the government is a tax junkie, and it has an insatiable appetite. I asked a couple of people at a Christmas dinner, who is the bigger mafia, the mafia, the crime mafia, or the government? And they all said it's the government is the bigger mafia. And if you look, they are destroying American industry. They won't let you drill for all your natural resources that belong to you. They do not belong to the government. They give grants to foreigners and foreign countries. Who authorized that? George Washington said two great things. George Washington said, one, avoid foreign entanglements, and we're all tied up in a web. And the other thing that George Washington said was, in times of peace, prepare for war, and we're not ready. And our two biggest weaknesses are intelligence and the ability to negotiate. And we have all the wrong people in government, and all the right people can't get in. You got to be almost a millionaire to become a politician today. And you have to be a lawyer, because they write everything in gobbledygook that only a gobbledygook interpreters can read. And we got to put an end to that. We got to go back to a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. And one term per termite and $1 champagne contribution for BU Joe the Plumber or GE. And the only lobby in Washington should be in a hotel. You get rid of the special interest groups, you get rid of bribery. Let me take a break, and we'll give you a little bit of five guys that used to be in the Air Force, that used to sing early rock and roll. They were known as the Dell Vikings. Noticed that the communist media has put Governor Christie on the front burner and removed all of the atrocities being committed by the Communist Party. All of a sudden, a traffic jam in Fort Lee is more important than the death of 50 to 70,000 Mexicans under the gun running of Eric Holder. You think only one or two Mexicans died when he ran 2,200 guns into Mexico? You think only one border guard died when he ran 2,200 guns into Mexico? Do you believe the 2,200 gun count? Suppose it's 22,000 guns. How would you know? Did you investigate? No. You were told they were turning it over to the FBI. You know what that means? That means it's going in the garbage can. Yes. There were rooms full of torsos in Mexico. Mayors and teachers were being gunned down. they were being hacked to death. Their limbs were in one, their arms were in one room, their legs were in another, and their heads were out on street corners, all to protect the drug trade that's now moving to Colorado. Oh, you think Colorado is going to be crime-free? You think that these narco-terrorists are going to give up their income because Colorado says they will only buy good stuff? That Colorado is going to make their own? You think these people that have been depending on this drug money for 60 years at least are going to let Colorado put them out of business? Do you think that all the junkies in the country are not going to Colorado to collect unemployment and get the free weed? Do you think that a government that charges 25% on tax on marijuana is not going to have competition that says, here, come see me, it's no tax, and not only that, we'll give you an extra 10% discount? Are you crazy? You've lost your country. You're going to smoke your country away. It's really sad. Really sad. I made a statement on one of my blogs that everybody who ever OD'd started with weed. And a guy came back to me and says, get your facts, stupid. Not everybody that OD'd started with weed. I got two friends that never did weed and they're dead. And I said, oh, you're a pioneer. Give me a break, man. What are we doing? And you think that weed is going to be that's the gateway drug. That's like your textbook, you know, for the next test. Wait till you see all the pills that'll be popping. Yeah. And here's a food for thought. Fort Carson is in Colorado. Are they going to bring weed to an American military post because it's now recreational? Yes. So the Democrats sold out the lives of young Americans to get the junkie vote. And do you know that marijuana was available to people that were sick before they passed the law? It's always been a prescription drug. It's called Marinol. And you can take it in pill form. You don't have to smoke it and dust your lungs. You can take it in pill form, and some people are so nauseous that they can't even hold a pill down, so they take it in suppository form. And that's the way I'd like to see it, recreationally, in suppository form, and all the junkies could practice passing the roach around. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're going down the hill in a handbasket. 30 years, you won't recognize this country. And my biggest fear is the youth is being destroyed. That three, 4, and 5, and 6-year-olds, they're all going to be used up. They're going to be destroyed. They're going into education camps now. They're going into communist education camps. You have no idea. And religion is the enemy of the Communist Party and the communist movement. And we were talking at this dinner last night, and I was surprised. You know, you ever get somewhere and people say, and you find out that people think like you, and you thought you were the only oddball in the country? And then all of a sudden you hear people speaking from the heart, not from being under control. And it's really ironic. And the thing that I heard last night that really warmed the cockles of my heart is we were talking about our religion, which is Catholic. And we were talking about Catholic universities and how decrepit they are. And this woman, who is a very good, deeply religious person and has grandchildren, she said, I would rather see the money taken away from the universities, the so-called Georgetowns that are supposed to be Catholic, that spawned, Sandra Fluck, and put that money in preschool and kindergartens. And I said, I agree with you 100%. 100%. There are Catholics out there, and this is another reason why the Catholic Church is losing membership. The left will tell you it's because of homosexual priests, but there are more homosexual teachers in public school that are covered up than there are priests in the Catholic Church. And one of the things that was said was that we're losing the kids. And the reason that the Catholic Church is losing membership is parents can't afford to pay for the cost of education in Catholic preschools and grammar schools. If you got more than two kids, you're in trouble. Okay? So what we all agreed about was that the money would be better spent saving Catholic children who were being forced to go to communist public schools because the parents can't afford to pay the fees. And if there was a way I could do it, I would make preschool and kindergarten and elementary school. To me, that's more important than getting a university degree, because when you're born in Christ, you live in Christ. And when you're not born in Christ, you don't live in Christ. So, and if you want to call it brainwashing, go ahead. I'd rather have somebody brainwashed in Christ than brainwashed in communism. Because they will live better lives, and they will die happy. So let's go back to Defense Secretary Gates. Robert Gates said he doesn't regret anything he wrote in his controversial new book and calls the memoir an honest account, more honest than the Democrats. And in an interview, which is now the Communist Party, I got to keep telling you that. You got to learn to say the word communist. If you're still using the old hat, liberal and progressive, left wing, you're not recognizing the enemy. Savage says liberalism is a mental disorder. He's probably right. And I hear more and more people saying that. And I want to hear more and more people calling a leftist a communist. And in an interview Sunday with CBS News, perhaps his harshest yet criticism of President Obama's wartime leadership, that he didn't reach out to American troops and make them believe he was supporting their sacrifice. Let me tell you something. Any guy that makes Marines hold umbrellas while he makes a speech is flipping the bird to the American people. This guy loves to flip the bird to the American people, but he is not alone. He has an entire entourage that is doing his will, just like Governor Christie had somebody in his office and caused him a nightmare by tying up traffic and going in to Fort Lee, New Jersey. And so you can see Christie may have been above board and honest, which is yet to be proved. But he had underlings that were destructing his efforts, whereas Obama has placed underlings to do damage to the American people, and he is obsessed with destroying the spirit of America. You say about President Obama that as much as you admired him, on so many levels, he never really had a passion for pursuing the war in Afghanistan, and that kind of bothered you, CBS News correspondent Rita Braver asked Gates. And Gates replied, "It's one thing to tell the troops that you support them. It's another to work at making them believe that you believe as president that their sacrifice is worth it." I never seen this guy at a tarmac when they sneaked the bodies back from Afghanistan, labeled as NATO troops to be identified later in the communist press. You've never seen the body count announced in the communist press, but every day that Bush lost one, and in Afghanistan he only lost 461 in 8 years, and Obama in 5 years has lost 2,100 and is probably up to 2,300 by now. If I was president of the United States, everybody would mean something. Everybody would count for me. I would have to be there to receive them back in the States. I couldn't not. It would destroy my conscience that they would give their lives for me in this country, and I couldn't even have the dignity to say thank you for your sacrifice, and I'm sorry you had to die. President George W. Bush, let me see if I finish saying what I was saying, that cause is just, it's another to work at making them believe that you're going to, as that you believe as president, their sacrifice is worth it, that the cause is just, that what they are doing was important for the country, and that they must succeed, said Gates. In Duty, Memoirs of the Secretary of War, the former Pentagon chief raises questions about Obama's war leadership and harshly criticizes Vice President Joe Biden. Obama's communist goal coming in to the office of the president was to undermine every gain that President Bush made in the Middle East. And you hear the communists saying he didn't have to go to Iraq. Iraq was a bad war, and Afghanistan was a good war. But they won't tell you that the night of 9/11, they were all pooping their pampers, wondering what was going to happen next. And there were wild rumors that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, and there were 5,000 bodies up at Halabja that had been gassed. And that's a weapon of mass destruction. And if you want to know where those weapons of mass destruction that gassed the Kurds in Halabja, all you got to do is go to Syria and look for the Iraqi markings on the containers. Yeah, and the reason that Bush went to Iraq was to verify that there were no weapons of mass destruction. And that's what he did. He verified there were no weapons of mass destruction. But who are you going to believe, George Bush or Mohammed Baradei, who was the UN inspector who said there were no weapons of mass destruction? Do you know who Mohammed Baradei is and where he is today? He just got finished running for the president of Iran and lost. And he's the one that also told us there's no nukes in Iran. Yeah, wonderful, isn't it? And so, and the same communist that said Bush didn't have to go to Iraq, when his father threw Saddam out of Kuwait, they said that his father didn't go far enough and he should have went to Iraq. So these are the porridge people. They hate this country. They despise it. They want to remake it in their image. And their porridge is either too hot or it's too cold. So, Gates told CBS Sunday morning that people credited him with being blunt and candid while he was in the cabinet, and that I could hardly be any less in writing the book. What else did he say? Lawmakers in Congress were uncivil, incompetent, in fulfilling a basic constitutional responsibilities, parochial, hypocritical, egotistical. And when I see the word parochial, I think of all the parochial schools in this country where the parents of the students that go there have to pay a penalty for being Christian or Jewish. They have to pay two taxes. One for the religious institution that's raising their children, and then they have to pay the tax to promote a communism in the children that they can't protect. And that is taxation without representation, and that should be illegal. Gates praised Obama for facing down political opposition from his own party, but he is still very critical of the president, says Obama was at skeptical of his own strategy in Afghanistan. Gates did a wonderful thing. So when his book came out, the first thing they did was they did a traffic announcement. And they announced, made traffic announcements like this. The Garden State is running, there's a 30-minute delay on the Garden State. The Major Deacon has a 20-minute delay. The Cross County Parkway has to change their name. They have to remove the cross, and there's a 15-minute delay at the Cross County Parkway. The Major Deacon has a 45-minute delay, and all exits and entrances to Teaneck, New Jersey, have the usual 4 to 5 day delay. Was it Fort Lee, New Jersey? Yeah. What are you going to do? So get the Obama off the front page, especially the Benghazi murder and cover-ups. Has anybody petitioned for the release of the 29 Benghazi hostages? What hostages? The 29 Benghazi hostages that were taken by Obama. What are you talking about? All of the people that worked for the CIA that were rescued, they're now hostages. They had to sign non-circumvention agreements that they wouldn't talk to anybody. They're getting lie detector tests every day. They might be in a FEMA camp for all we know. How about the guy that was wounded and they saved his leg? How about him? Has anybody talked to him? Do you know his name? I know his name, but it doesn't ring with me right now. But somewhere I have his name, and he was in Landstuhl, Germany, and then they moved him, and they're hiding him from the press, and nobody is getting his side of the story. He was up on the rooftop. He was the only survivor, and I think his last name is Eben, E-B-E-E-N. I think when I find it, I'll tell you. Yeah, Hillary, I don't believe her blood clot. And everybody tells me you can't get those records. She's protected. She got caught taking bribes. She was protected. Oh, you don't remember the bribe? The Vignali drug money, $450,000 large. Her brother, I think his name is Billy, he got caught with it. And he was delivering it. And she said, "I'm shocked and appalled." That's a communist buzzword. Anytime they get caught, they always announce they're shocked and appalled. Congressman, we understand you've got $160,000 in the freezer of your refrigerator. I'm shocked and appalled. Yeah. Eric Holder, is it true that you put together a bribe package from a Mark Rich, who was convicted by Rudy Giuliani for dealing with the Iranians, and you took the bribe package? You were working for President Clinton at the time, and you made a presentation. Is that true? I'm shocked and appalled. So Hillary's brother got caught for $450,000, and Hillary said, "Not to worry. I'm shocked and appalled. I had no idea." This is a lawyer with a lawyer's nose, right? I had no idea, and I've ordered him to take it right back. So her brother, following his sister's orders, it took it back, but he was $50,000 short. "Hi, Mr. Vignali. I'm bringing back the drug payoff. I got a little problem. I'm $50,000 short." "Oh, that's all right, Billy. That's okay. Don't worry about it. You don't owe us any favors. Don't worry about it. We forgive the debt." Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in real trouble. Three comments. Every member of the U.S. military should refuse to do anything to do until this miserable president is removed from office. You mean call for a strike? This could happen. Can you imagine how much the troops hate this man? About as much as most decent Americans, which of course leaves out the queer, communist, Muslim Democrats. That's one man's opinion. His name is Arliss. And here's one from Segany. "Why do you think so many men are refusing to re-up? The influx of promotion of homosexual gals and guys are fundamentally transforming the military. Well, that's goal. That's another goal accomplished, to destroy the military, the fighting effectiveness of the military. Drive the strong out and bring in the weak. Here's one from Old Fart. You are both correct, but that is what they want to happen, so that the military intelligence is gutted financially and the government money can thereafter be spent upon welfare programs. It's called wealth redistribution. Patty says, kind of like Hitler. Then they can bring in the Muslims and the illegals and give them more guns for Obama's private SS and Gestapo. I read a blog where a guy believes that there's 50 million Muslims scheduled to come into the country under the guise of political asylum. Keep an eye out for that one. Mullah B. Hussein Obama's community organizations were called in the now-defunct Soviet Union, Soviets. Don't consider the Soviet Union defunct. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the wall came down, they came here. Korean War veteran, Patty, you hit the nail right on the head. McLovin says, I think Patty had a nail on the top of her head and someone hit it a little too hard. Paranoid. Then somebody defended Patty and they said very bad things. I can't read them. But it has to do with your hiney. Yeah. And then another guy says, your mother misnamed you. There is nothing in any of the posts by which anyone could find one iota of love in you. Your posts are all filled with hate and name-calling. Personally, I find you to be one pathetic, Mac-hating individual. Well, let's see. We'll go to Ken Bitt. My God, another left-wing troll who is touting the same garbage over and over. You know what I was disappointed in? I loved AOL. I began my internet connections with AOL. And I thought AOL was great. I used to open it up and get the news, and I could check my email and do blogs. Then it got bought by the Huffington Post. And then I learned that the Huffington Post built an empire using a free help from students. And this, using the students, created this wonderful machine of making news. And then the students never got paid, and Arianna Huffington made like $390 million when she sold it to somebody. She sold the Huffington Post, whether she sold it to AOL or she bought AOL. But she made $390 million on the backs of hardworking students who could have used the money to pay some tuition. So after that, I had no use for it. And then I found out it's a left-wing organization. They've got all kinds of diversionary tactics and articles. And I also noticed that when a true article was announced, the first five blogs were always communist. And then I was told I could not blog on Huffington Post. They denied me my freedom of speech. Yeah. And that's when I knew the enemy was at the gates. So let's see what this one says. Not many are looking for a job. Most just keep getting unemployment bennies or live on welfare. In Obama's mind, jobs are not necessary. Those 20-hour part-time jobs are even too much. This country is going downhill at an amazing rate. Obama hates the military and every other sector of American society that functions. He is the worst president in American history, and there's nobody closer to the fat cats than Obama. He's up there with them. He came to work with $3 million. Let's see what he leaves with. If he leaves, he is the worst president in American history. This is sad. This is really sad, because when the fit hits the shan, it is going to be very hard for a black guy to run for office, because Obama will have soaked up any moisture from the cup of human kindness. And yet we have black people that have total talent, Alan West, And the one I like is Carson, Dr. Carson. I mean, the guy is so savvy and he's so straight, you know. And he's so even-handed, you know. And he's not a player. You know, he's just an honest guy. He says what he believes in everything that this country was created to do. And I noticed that O'Reilly and Roger Ailes are talking about doing a History Channel. And I hope they do American history and they do it right. Because these kids in communist cucumber schools, they're going to learn about transgender bathrooms, but they're not going to learn about the spirit of America. Tired. I wish I was an economist like you. It must be nice. Okay. Mullah Obama's generals declared what happened at Fort Hood is a tragedy, but it would be an even greater tragedy if our diversity efforts were to be slowed down. That is sad that Mullah Omar is not swinging from a tree, especially in Texas. I mean, you know, all you need is 20 feet of rope, a horse, and a strong branch. Yeah, and then just slap that horse's ass. No, not the Mullah Omar. Hassan, Major Hassan, right? He did God's work. He gunned down people, including a pregnant woman. Yeah, shot her in the belly. But you know what? That's the Democrat way, man. That's what it is. Yeah, it's a woman's right to choose. Or a terrorist's right to choose. This is the same thing. Our most important task now is to prevent sexual assaults in the military. This is a big thing. And Savage calls aircraft carriers floating brothels. These two generals should be court-martialed and then shot dead. I don't know which two generals he's talking about. If I was to guess, I would say every time I see, what's his name? General Dempsey, he's in Washington. I never see this guy on the battlefield. He's playing tennis in Washington. He's testifying in a cover-up that Benghazi, nothing with, that was because of the video that was made by a guy for $5. Yeah. That's sad. All the other blogs are getting real nasty. I can't read the rest of them. Get rid of the State Department. You know what? I saw an article today about the State Department, and they were saying that the State Department is infiltrated by losers, even worse than when the communists were purged in the 30s and 40s. I got news for you. The communists never left the State Department. They are there stronger than ever before. If you want to see the proof, show me where the House Un-American Activities Committee is. But the State Department lives. You got to get the book on Joe McCarthy. There's only one book that I know of that talks about Joe McCarthy. And he was the only guy fighting communism. And Bobby Kennedy worked for him, but when Bobby Kennedy seen that he was losing the popularity poll, he pulled away from him. And that's what happens, man. It's votes. It's all about votes. This is from MS Pat. I agree with what Mr. Gates has said. I have said many times on these different websites for people not to sign up or resign their mission. This is not the military that it was. This is part of Obama's military. If you don't agree with his vision, then he will leave you overseas and you can die. I got to tell you, I agree with this person. I think it's a woman. I agree with this lady because Democrats get you into war and they leave you to die on the battlefield. The Democrats took us to Vietnam and they left us to die there. And as a matter of fact, the president of the country, who is the commander in general, said, I will not run. And then he ran. Right? He did. And then Nixon came in to save the day and bail us out and stop the bleeding. And as soon as Nixon took over the responsibility, they blamed him for the entire war. And now they've done it in Benghazi. They have left people there to die. They have absolutely left people there to die. His vision is to have them in this militia army, and they were to go from home to home in the USA and get the guns and food from the people. Then you're going to end up in FEMA camps. that is when his martial law starts. And I got to tell you, here's something I commented on last night. It's, I pray to God, and I've done it since the very day that this guy got elected, that no harm comes to him whatsoever. Not one hair on his head should be harmed. But I got to tell you, in my opinion, if his ratings go down to the cellar and he is of no use to the party of death, they could set up an incident where his life is, an attempt on his life is taken just to keep power. So keep your eyes sharp and beware of stunts. You know what stunts are? Stunts are when one party infiltrates the other party and makes the other party look bad. That's a stunt. When Nancy Pelosi was carrying the gavel to the Congress and she did an imitation of the march on Selma, they claimed that somebody shouted the N-word from a Tea Party protest. And they made that a big issue, and the press played it up. But Andrew Breitbart offered $100,000 if anybody could prove that that word was even said. And nobody took his money. A soldier's greatest fear, and this guy knows, a soldier's greatest fear is a Democratic president. It is said, Bill and Hillary both thought Iraq had WMDs. Obama's whole approach to governing is based on lies. He is. He's a big liar. And you know what? Communists lie. Communists and terrorists lie. Terrorists say you get a religious pass if you tell a lie to protect Islam, that it's not a lie. And the communists, they tell a lie. They'll tell a lie, and they'll tell you, keep telling it until everybody believes it. It is really sad. Democrats are no more, these people are. They are communists. The troops are still love Bush today. You obviously aren't aware what he still does for these men today. You're pretty sad. Unbelievable. I would say Bush did treat them better. I heard stories of guys that he visited in the hospital. And he was a fairer guy. And I remember him showing up at Christmas in Iraq. He walked out on the stage and nobody knew he was there. You got to give him credit for that one. What I don't give him credit for is not getting bin Laden. He should have got bin Laden. Obama gave bin Laden 4 months to escape before he took action. So having said that, and then he made a movie. He gave up secrets to make a movie that made him look good. Hollywood and the media, as I call it, Pornowood and the media, are the Red Menace. They are communists. And the proof of the pudding is when they make movies attacking Joe McCarthy, who was a saint. Yeah, and you have no idea how many communists were in the government in the 50s. You have no idea. They don't call themselves communists today. They call themselves Democrats. But they're there. It's the same old song with a different meaning since you've been gone. Here's Linda Ronstadt. Oh, she had Parkinson's. That's what ruined her voice. What a shame. God bless her. God bless her. Okay, where are we? We got to go back to the studio. And, of course, that's not easy to do unless you have Blog Talk Radio. We did Is It Any Wonder by the Del Vikings. We could. You want to liven up a little bit? Am I boring you? Is my voice too monotone?
What good is music? What good is melody? If it ain't possessing something sweet. It ain't the music. It ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't what, do 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 what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain. Sometimes it's hard to understand why McCain is a Republican. Check it out. I voted for McCain because McCain suffered pain, and he got the Jane Fonda workout at the Hanoi Hilton. Now, there's somebody that should be tried for treason. But you see, it's not fashionable. And that's why there should be a draft, because if you had skin in the game, you'd be calling for the hanging of Jane Fonda. Instead, we had to create a spittoon as an award for Jane, and it's called the Hock Tui. But they're saying that the Maricopa County Republican Party in Arizona formally censured John McCain Saturday evening by an overwhelming 1150 to 351 vote. Breitbart News has learned. McCain forgot how to fight. That's what happened to McCain. He forgot how to fight. And I couldn't have taken the pain that McCain took at the Hanoi Hilton. And I know they broke him, but they would have broke me on the first hour. They would have broke me on the first 5 minutes. I would have said, look, guys, don't even bother torturing me. Tell me what you want to know. You want to know where these ships are? I'll tell you. Maricopa County is Arizona's most populous county and includes Phoenix within its borders. The official GOP body's rebuke undermines McCain's reelection chances should he decide to run for the Senate again in 2016. Any guy that had a buddy like Ted Kennedy is not a guy that's looking out for the American people. If John McCain retires, he should retire, and he should open up a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop. You know, he could get the Oldsmobile, the bridge, the Chappaquiddick seal. Yeah, Ted Kennedy got away with murder, but he didn't get away with it forever. No, he went and met the Big Banger, the Big Banger of the galaxies. And now he's in, where is he? Boiler number 3. As leaders in the Republican Party, we are obligated to fully support our party platform and its candidates. The formal censure resolution reads, only in times of great crisis or betrayal is it necessary to publicly censure our leaders. Today we are faced with both. For too long we have waited, hoping Senator McCain would return to our party values on his own. That has not happened. So there he is. He's being kissed the goodbye. And you want to hear some of the comments? I love the comments because that's the people speaking. Except if you're reading the Huffington Post, and then those are edited by the Communist Party. Vern says, Vern has an image of an eagle. About time, we can only hope this is contagious. Hamster says, McLean sucks. CC blogging, Obama may give John a cabinet job on his sinking ship, a bon voyage, John boy. All pooped out, he has found it much easier to just lie down and collect his paycheck. We have censured my pain since the Vietnam War. My pain has never demanded, O vomit, Satan, be vetted, because he is in the ineligible treasonous war crimes, racist Muslim Brotherhood lover himself, part of a treasonous administration. You got people shouting the word communism. You got people shouting the word treason. The confusion is progressive, dogmatic, are acting out in both parties. So what we do is be aware of their real track record. And that's take two, and it's a picture of a white guy holding a little black African baby. Bass Boat Bill. Some military strategists have declared that the most dangerous place in the world is that piece of ground that lies between John McCain and the nearest TV camera. Now, the Retro Ranger says, past time for the old rhino to go. Retired Bob in Florida, perfect example of why we need term limits. One term per termite, Bob. One term per termite. He, like Boxer Pelosi, and guess what? No pension. He, like Boxer Pelosi, Reed, etc., their constituents continue to vote the bastards back in office, and they are the problem, not the solution. And Troy Berkeley says, I totally agree with on this, Bob. All I can say is it's about freaking time. And then Coffee 49 says, now about 50 other pubs need to be treated with the contempt they deserve. If we can replace these rich dinosaurs or with a normal constitutionalist, then the Dems would fall by themselves. And another guy says, exactly, if we can only wish. I'll tell you something. 40 days before 9/11, 48 American senators voted to burn the American flag. 55 days before 9/11, 125 Viet Congress mice voted to burn the American flag, and 10 wouldn't even vote. They abstained. So I call it 135 Viet Congress mice voted to burn the American flag 2 weeks after the 4th of July, 55 days before 9/11. You think about that. You think about that. You were raised to salute and love the flag, and here you got 48 senators that voted to burn it. Now, many of those senators are retiring, taking big fat checks and war chests with them. My question is, let's reintroduce the bill. Now, if you notice, nobody's burning the American flag. You haven't seen one being burned except overseas. But nobody's been burning them here in the USA. My theory on that is they've been ordered not to do it because they don't want it to be an issue. But I would love to see somebody reintroduce that legislation that makes flag desecration a federal offense and let them vote once again. And then you'll see. If we had 48 senators 55 days before 9/11, how many do we have now? 60? Is it worse or is it 50? Is it better? What is it? Where do we stand? That's one barometer of where we stand with our politicians. I hope that somebody reintroduces legislation about flag desecration. They've tried it 3 times. The last time they lost by one vote to make it a law. They lost by one vote. Of the 48 senators, 40 were Democamos and 8 were Repuppies or Rhinos. Arlen Specter was one. Fred Thompson, the conservative, was one. He's from Hollywood, so, you know, he votes with Hollywood. Yeah, it's really sad, isn't it? So, having said that, we'll come back to a tune. We'll go to Blog Talk Radio, and we'll do a tune, and we'll have more. Oh, that's a whole, that's 18 minutes. Some of the tunes I have with the shows, that I use, open the show and use the tune to... We'll give you When Girls Love Guys, and had dignity, pride, spirituality, and a motherly instinct. And they truly loved. One love
can warm my heart now that I've known the comfort of your arms. No other love, oh, the sweet contentment that I find.
Give all of the Catholic kids and religious kids in this country a head start in religious schools and get away from these communist schools, which are getting more communist every day. U.S. fertility rate hits all-time low. The fertility rate in the United States fell to a record low for the second year in a row in 2012. New figures from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reveal, and for the fifth consecutive year, more than 40% of babies born in the country were born to unwed mothers. That has a lot to do with welfare. And you would be shocked to know how well off some of these welfare recipients are. And I think if they ever opened up and looked at the welfare books, the country would be real upset at who's getting welfare. The fertility rate is the number of births per 1,000 women aged 15 to 44. And the sad thing, I am totally anti-abortion. What God creates, no man can destroy. And I know our founding fathers would never allow abortion to be the law of the land. And it's really sad. But what's really sadder is God promised Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky. And many people sought to destroy those stars in the sky. And now Israel has made abortion free for women 21 to 31. And that is really sad. That is absolutely, totally sad. According to the CDC's report, births, final data for 2012, the rate was 63, breaking the record low of 63.2 set the previous year. The rate in 2007 was 69.3. It fell to 68.1 in 2008, and then to 66.2 in 2009, continued to fall, reaching 64.1. Rates declined 1% for non-Hispanic white and Hispanic women and were essentially unchanged for non-Hispanic black women from 2011 to 2012. The U.S. fertility rate has declined 46.6% since 1960 when the rate was 118. The CDC also disclosed that the fertility rate for teens age 15 to 19 dropped to 29.4 in 2012, down 6% from the previous year and the lowest rate ever reported. One of the things I hear about clinics, chop shops, is that they're even covering up rape where parents aren't even notified that the daughter has had an abortion. If that's true, that's sad, and somebody should be doing a thorough investigation of the conditions of these chop shops and just how they're disposing of the bodies of little children. The mean age of a mother at first birth rose 25.8% in 2012, up from 25.6% in 2011. Of the 3,952,841 births registered in the United States in 2012, 40.7% were to unmarried women. The percentage first reached 40% in 2008 and has remained over 40% every year since then. So we're registering 4 million births and we're committing 1,200,000 abortions that we know about and record every year. So what is that, 4 to 1? What's that, odds? The odds are 4 to 1 that you'll survive as a child. The percentage of babies born to unwed mothers has more than doubled since 1980, when only 18.4% of babies were born to unmarried women. I'm sure we can all discuss what the real reason is. While the U.S. fertility rate has been steadily declining, America's birth rate, the number of births during the year per 1,000 persons, is actually higher than that of 74 other nations and territories. I once did a survey, you know, checking records to see what country had the highest abortion rate. Do you know which one it was? Vietnam. That blew my mind. The U.S. rate was around 13, according to the CIA World Factbook figures for the recent year. The lowest rate was in Monaco, and the highest was in Niger. Oh, man. North Dakota, Arizona, best for job growth in 14. Oh, it is in Colorado, with all the weed? Yeah, well, North Dakota, I know why. They're pumping they're pumping American oil and gas. They're doing wonderful. And there's a Christian pass that it was released for Christmas by the Iranians. Israel naming anti-missile facility for Senator Inouye. Senator Inouye is from Hawaii. He was a World War II hero, but he voted to burn the flag, and he also voted to kill kids. That broke my heart. Israel will name an Arrow anti-missile facility after Daniel Inouye, the longtime Hawaiian senator who was a strong supporter of the Jewish state. He sold the State of Israel bonds in Hawaii in the 50s before becoming a lawmaker. U.S. ranks low for traffic congestion except off the George Washington Bridge, which has the usual 4 to 5 day delay. Unbelievable. This one will get you. China buying more GM cars than America. General Motors sold more cars in China last year than in the United States, nearly 3.2 million vehicles compared to 2.78 million in America. GM sales in China were up 11%. Most GM cars sold in China are manufactured in China. The first China-built GM car, a Buick, was produced in 1998, and the Cadillac was introduced in 2004. Yeah, wonderful. Must be a record. China now has 4,250 dealerships. Sales of Ford Motor Company vehicles also surged, rising 49%. GM began making Chevrolets in Hanoi, Vietnam in 1993. You know GM, right? They're the ones that put the American car dealers out of business. They mostly Republicans, was the accusation. And they robbed the stockholders to create a communist-oriented production facility. Now, the fact that they're doing good, they should be able to pay back all the dealers that they put out of business, and they should be able to pay back all the stockholders they robbed. You think that's going to happen? You don't have a piece of beachfront property, do you? Yeah. You've got to watch out for eminent domain, you know? I mean, you're not paying enough taxes. It is really sad. CNN to Republicans dropped dead. CNN is out of business. And NBC, I don't know what they're doing over there. I think they're going to have to all start wearing costumes. Do you suppose Zucker is a little frustrated? Check it out. CNN chief Jeff Zucker might not be very good at getting ratings for his niece Nielsen's Challenge Network, but he's great at hurling insults. Zucker tried to, and Trump is thinking of running for governor of New York. Yeah, and Blackjack will pay on 20 and 21. And I'm going to give you, we know the story on CNN, they're having a meltdown. Used to be number one. You know, when I was in Kuwait in 93, everybody watched CNN. It was the only network to watch. Now, nobody watches CNN. Nobody. And Al Jazeera is putting CNN out of business right here in New York City. Poor old Jeff Zucker, such a typical extreme liberal. When their backs are up against the wall and the once reasonable, reliable TV network begins to fail, the snarkiness and epithets abound. This is the modus operandi of the liberal left. The communists, man, say communists, liberal left that went out in the 60s. And it is the reason that CNN will soon dissolve by virtue of its own inadequacy, dishonesty, and a total lack of journalistic integrity. Fare thee well, CNN. There was actually a time when we might have tuned in, but no more. I'm not the only one. I called CNN the Communist News Network. Here's a guy, it's a lady, June Nelson. She says, are we talking about the Communist News Network? See, I'm not the only one. And I say NBC is nothing but communists. ABC, always be communist. CBS, the communist bashing system. Or the communist BS system. It used to be the Clinton News Network. Let's hope that doesn't happen again. Oh, there's a guy that's making an anti-Semitic remark. We won't be tolerating that because my boss is a Semite. Yeah. He was betrayed by a Democrat. Yeah, while seeing that Obama has hung Israel out to dry more than once, and he has, man, he really gave him the old kazooie. And I don't really hear, and he screwed the Egyptians too. He really stuck it to them, and he used CNN to do it. Yeah, CNN went there to report on the iPod revolution, and everybody is happy, and they're dancing in the streets. Uh-oh, they just raped a CNN reporter. And Anderson Cooper, he just got out of there with his pants still up. Yeah. Do you actually think CNN is run by Israeli thugs? No, that's not true. Maybe some American Jewish morons, but Israel is not that stupid. We could learn a few things from them about border security, intelligence, special ops, and how to win against your enemies. Very true. And it breaks my heart that, you know, it's, they say, I don't know if it's true or not, but they say that there are more Jewish people in New York than in Israel. And what's sad that breaks my heart is I see evangelists and Baptists giving more support to Israel than the New York Jewish delegation. I don't want to say any more about it. I got foreskin in the game. And all the other countries would never do. You're the one who needs to have your eyes checked and quick being such a bigoted Jew hater. I'm getting away from this. I don't want. It's now it's become a fight. It's become a fight between the Semites and the anti-Semites. I'm more worried. I'm for unity. I'm not for division. I want to see America all come together. I want to see the Yiddish Cup. I'm working with the Goyim. Yeah. Sadly, Fox is the only network that's not run by a liberal mindset, otherwise known as the state-controlled media. Oh, I do believe that. CNN could represent the news fairly if their very lives were couldn't represent the news fairly if their very lives were dependent on it. I think NBC is the worst. And the guy that gets me is Chris Matthews, especially when he tells everybody he's a Catholic. I'm a Catholic. Yeah. 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 Unbelievable. Yeah, so was Ted Kennedy. Yeah. And Chris Matthews is a draft dodger. He hid out in Swaziland in the Peace Corps. Remember the Peace Corps? They used that to cover up for the rich kids. They can't get him out of the draft. Oh, he went into the Peace Corps. He's a hero. Yeah, Chris Matthews was decorated by President Jimmy Carter for his guacamole dip. Meanwhile, there's a guy in a swamp in Vietnam looking for one more leg to bring a whole body back to the States, a big buddy he just lost. And you want to talk about legalized weed? You see all the weed that was consumed in Vietnam by the troops? You know it was delivered by the Viet Cong, right? Did you know the heroin was given free by the VC? Do you know anything about chemical warfare? You think that's all Cyclone B? It could be weed. We might be fighting a chemical warfare fight right now in Colorado. Let me go back for a tune. We'll give you a tune. We're out of time. I talk too much. What I want is a unified United States, and I want the average American to get a fair shake. And you can't get a fair shake when you're being charged to educate kids in communist cucumber school, and you got to take your kid and put them safely either homeschool or you got to put them in a parochial school, and you got to pay for two desks. That's not right. That's not right. So I'm going to close with an American tune. I found it. I found it. I got to do this one. And then we'll close with an American tune.
And the DJ that he knows what
Ketchup song. I like it. I got a granddaughter that likes it. So she convinced me to like it. To the GIs that are out there in Afghanistan tonight in that cold, godless Hindu Kush, keep your eyes wide open and never let an Afghani walk behind you. The last man in the group has to be American, no matter what some jerk tells you. You always have to have the drop on a potential enemy. And no question, no argument, always be the last man. So having said that, our prayers go out to the... And they get prayed for in my church every Sunday. All the guys who serve, and all the guys that are wounded that nobody ever talks about. You know, nobody. Americans don't like to face reality. They can't face abortion. They can't look at what the abortion does. They won't look. If they did, they would have to take action. And they have Kali Wali, as they say in Arabic. That means this or that. They would rather not to get involved. The same with supporting the troops. They don't want to know the casualty count. They like the fact that Obama sneaks them back into the country as NATO troops. The day he took office, they changed it from American troops to NATO troops to be identified later. Then they never identified them. And the press covered them up. Obama's up to 2,300. And from what I can gather, it looks like there's 52,000 left. It was 65,000. So already he's sneaking them out of there. And every jihadi and his mother is going to be coming in for another Mogadishu mile. So keep your eyes sharp, guys, and trust no one. Smile, wave, but... You know, keep your powder dry, keep your eyes wide open. All that matters is that you come home safely. And for all the wounded out there, you're in our prayers every day and night. And if you get down in the dumps, there's always one place you can go where you can get listened to. And that's any church. You go in there, sit down, and you wait for the message. And you'll get a clear head. Stay away from drugs and never drink when you're depressed. Never drink when you're depressed. Only drink when you're happy. The depression, you got to fight. And you need to be sober when you're fighting it. So, having said that, I'm going to pay a little tribute to Bob Grant because his time on Earth is over. And they did a tribute to him on WABC, but I don't think they did a good enough tribute. The guy was a legend, and he was a spokesman for the country that he loved. And he had his own beliefs, and one of them, I think, I might be wrong, but I think he didn't believe in a life hereafter. So I'm very happy to announce tonight that Bob is now pleasantly surprised. And this tune is for all the troops and Bob Grant. Peace in the Middle East, or bring Christianity back. Throw them a Bible. Okay, we're signing off, and have a nice night.